It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Kristen Cox from right here in Carbon County and Brady Dransfield with Donor Connect. Big event going on today, and it's all about organ donation. Maybe some of you have heard the story of Peyton Kimber, Kristen's son. This was a day that everybody will remember that was involved in this. And Peyton was an organ donor. And you know what? His life saved other lives as well. And then we'll bring Brady in to talk about his organization, Donor Connect, and how this all works together. Kristen and Brady, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Kristen, we're going to start with you, and I thought it would be good to just take a moment, and for maybe those that don't know, let's tell a little of Peyton's story.
Well, Peyton was 17 years old. He was a beautiful, athletic, he loved everybody around him, and the coolest thing about Peyton is he always had determination. He always wanted to do better. He wanted people to be better. He was the kid that if you bullied somebody, he was the one that was going to jump in and be like, you're going to fight me if you want to fight this person or be mean. And so, on the night of, October 10th, he was with some friends and, they were out driving and, the kid was driving recklessly and he fishtailed around a corner and the truck rolled, and Peyton was the only casualty in that accident, and he was life-flighted to Primary Children's, where we kind of held on to him for about six days, and they told us that there was no hope. And at that point, he was so beautiful. Sorry. He was so beautiful in so many ways. I thought he should live on. You know, we should do something about this. And so then that's when we were connected with Donor Connect, and Peyton, with his beautiful little life, even though we lost him, he gave life to three other people that may not be here today. And so if we had to lose Peyton, it's a nice thought that a little piece of someone that we loved is helping someone else live. And it's something that I believe that Peyton truly, truly would have wanted. And, you know, my family has a long history of donations and doing those things. When I was 16 years old, my thought process was, well, you know, if I die, I'm not going to use these parts so somebody else should live. So when I was 16, I actually clicked the yes. And my mom's just like, Kristen, you know, that's just crazy for a 16-year-old to think like that. But a few years after that, my mother, my uncle went into kidney failure and they didn't know what they were going to do. And my mom tested and she was a match. And I watched her give her kidney, one of her kidneys, away to her brother. And the crazy thing is my uncle gathered mannerisms and food that he literally hated. He loved it, like sour cream, sauerkraut. He was eating it, and it was just a little piece of my mom, and I believe that. And then a year before Peyton died, my brother went into complete liver failure, and without a donation he would be gone. And so bless that, you know, that family. My brother's living today and he wouldn't see his grandkids. And so I think it's a very important cause, and it really truly, as someone who has buried my child and, you know, donated, it's beautiful in the thought that I know he's living somewhere.
Well, and the one thing you said is, yeah, when we all go to get our driver's license, it's just a check mark on a box.
Right.
And people don't really think of it that way and don't look at it that way.
Right.
And I think it's great to get these stories out there so that people realize what happens when you click that you know, that X on the box or something like that. Now we're going to bring Brady Dransfield in with Donor Connect. Brady, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So let's talk for just a moment about your organization, and then we'll get to the event that's happening this morning.
Yeah, you bet. So Donor Connect, we're an organ procurement organization. And what does that mean? We help in the process. We save and heal lives by facilitating organ, eye, and tissue donation. We honor donors and their families by providing compassionate care and also inspiring the community through education and awareness. So we work closely with families like Kristen and her family and others who have lost loved ones. And as she said, you know, she wanted Peyton to live on. And to us, in our eyes, those type of stories, Peyton is a hero. And so this is why we get to honor him and remember Peyton for what he did and who he is. And we do that by celebrating today with the tribute plaque. Now, these tribute plaques, these are just a small way we can honor and remember Peyton as who he was and what he did. And he continues to live on. Now, these tribute plaques will be in the driver license divisions in the state of Utah. This is the fourth one that we are installing. And this will be a place where people come in and hopefully will be inspired and will read Peyton's story and select yes in the process of signing up for a driver's license or renewing their driver's license. And so that's today, the 26th, at 2 p.m. to 2:30 at the driver's license division. And the address there is 940 South Carbon Avenue.
And you know, I have to ask the question because I'm sure for you, this has got to be a very bittersweet, but I think it would be a very rewarding job in a lot of aspects. Am I wrong with that?
No, not at all. And in fact, years ago, I was volunteering for Donor Connect. And the reason for that, I just wanted to get back to the community. In 1994, my father gave me his kidney. And if it wasn't for that donation, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have a family. I couldn't be a father. And this is just a small way of me giving back, and I have a passion for my work, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I really, really love what we do. And so this is just one way we can give back to the community and bring the community hopefully a little more closure and also that silver lining to the cloud. So.
All right, so once again, this will go on today at the driver's license division at 2 to 2:30, down there on South Carbon Avenue. It'll be the placing of a remembrance plaque. Is that what we call them? I'm sorry, I forgot to write that down.
Oh, a tribute plaque.
A tribute plaque. It'll be all about a tribute plaque for Peyton down there at the driver's license division. So and the public is more than welcome. Head on down there and check everything out. And maybe while you're there, think about organ donation. It's very important. Brady, thank you so much for your time. And Kristen, thank you so much for coming in and telling your story. Like I said, this is a story that people may have heard, but they need to hear the whole story. And thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us.
Thanks for honoring him.
Appreciate it.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.